Hello, this is Deborah Cohen, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. I'd like to share a special experience singing at a multicultural event in Tampa, Florida last night, representing artists from the Middle East and North Africa, and I represented Israel, and it was quite dynamic. So I'd just like to share with you a video of my performance representing Israel with the understanding that there were a lot of Palestinians in the audience. So it was really nice to be able to communicate peacefully through the language of music and art. So if this interests you, get something to drink, maybe take some notes, and I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Deborah Cohen, Deborah Cohen Music, and I'm so glad that you took the time to listen to my podcast, A Story and a Song. It's about my life to share some wisdom and some mistakes, hopefully that we can learn from together and laugh at maybe, starting in the 80s in a new wave rock band in Boston, with two singles that are still available on Spotify, Boston Nights and Dreamin'. And then on my worldly journey that we're all on, I morphed into a spiritually dominant being where I am a truth seeker and write songs of praise while having one foot in the world writing sync music. So listen up and share. Okay, so this is Deborah Cohen, and I am broadcasting live on my YouTube channel. The handle is at Jewish Rock Music, as well as on Instagram. My handle there is Deborah Cohen Music, DOTCOM. And I just wanted to share an amazing experience that I had last night singing at the Straz in Tampa, Florida. Thanks to Fred Johnson for the invitation to sing. And it's a place where people get together from the Middle East and North Africa and represent their country and culture with their music or arts or dance. And so I was there singing as Israel to a group of mixed culture Middle Easterners, including the majority were Palestinians. And I didn't know, honestly, how this was going to go. But I'd like to share with you the video of my performance and, you know, keep in mind the content of the audience and that we were actually sitting there in a peaceful setting using music as the medium of communication. I mean, that's just very hopeful. So I'd like to introduce this video by reading and sharing with you a little bit about the man who put this all together. His name is Fred Johnson. And it's called the Arts Legacy Remix. I'll just read it. It's a grassroots, ground-up undertaking that demonstrates how the Straz continues to discover new and innovative ways to create and present art that is entertaining, accessible, empowering, and inspiring. This free, diverse cultural celebration that runs the gamut of live music, dance, storytelling, and more strives to inform participants how art can heal and provide understanding in a skeptical and divisive time. Through a network of community members, the Arts Legacy team builds a series of performances highlighting certain cultures that themselves are foundations to the Tampa Bay area. Join us 7 months out of the year online or at our versatile Riverwalk stage. And here is a quote from Fred Johnson, the man with the plan. There's a real vision and commitment on the part of the Straz to create greater opportunities for folks beyond the campus to learn more about us, to celebrate the community, and to have the community choose the Straz Center as a point of destination and gathering. So in this case, we're talking primarily last night of a Jewish person, me, gathering to sing amongst a group of Middle Easterners, including Palestinians with their scarves, and others from North Africa that all sat together in the context of peace to listen to each other as through music and arts. I mean, you know, like our government needs to figure this out. So we wanted to amplify that commitment and make real ways for the public to have greater access to the Straz. That's what Arts Legacy was born from. Fred Johnson. So thank you, Fred, for making this a special occasion. And I would love to be able to continue to share music with all nations, including Palestinians, even though I represent Israel. Hey, let's face it. You know, it's easy for me to say this because I'm from the hippie generation in the 60s, and I'm still beating the drum for peace. We were doing this in the 60s, but we were fighting against Vietnam at that time. So, you know, it's a different country, but the issues are still the same, you know. So let's put down our weapons and pick up the arts and listen to each other and feel the heartbeat of another human being. So without further ado, I'd like to share this video with you of my performance last night. And if you know of somebody that needs to hear this message, please share it. And thank you for listening. I'll be monitoring the comment box in YouTube. Well, actually, no, not YouTube. In Instagram. Thank you. Hi, this is Deborah Cohen, and I'm at the Straz. We're doing a sound check for tonight's rehearsal in Tampa, Florida. I'm really glad to be here. I thank Rabbi Danny for telling me about this gig. And I'll be doing three songs for Israel, representing Israel. So, wish me luck.
Nafshi Yeshuvev, Yancheini Plemaglesete, Plemal Shemo, Gam Ki Elech, Begezer Mavet, Lo. Shanta, Shanta, Shanta. shanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya akto akto Shabti bevet Adonai leorek yamim.
Thank you so much. Touches each one of us. It's powerful, the power of God. We all have sparks inside of us that we need to awaken, and we can awaken that zeal for God with song, with singing. The second song is from another common prophet, Isaiah, English, or Christianity, Yeshayahu in Judaism, and Isaiah, prophet and Kisas al-Anbiya of Islam. So Isaiah is another common prophet to all of us, and I will sing this in English. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take my shoes off. Because I feel like the towering pizza. I haven't worn high heels in 10 years, I think. Okay, there we go. Thank you.
The risen above.
While we're on this planet. So you've heard a prayer from King David, Dawood, and you've heard the prophet Isaiah, and now you'll hear from me and my song for peace in the future. Now some people call Jerusalem, they call it Al-Quds, but I can't say that very good, so I'm going to say Jerusalem, but it means Al-Quds.
Truth forever, we will be here. right, all right.
Thank you, thank you, Deborah.
All right. Woo!
And I want to thank you again for listening. It's amazing that we as artists can use music to spread the message of hope and peace instead of the current condition that a lot of media hypes on, hatred and fighting and combating, not to ignore those unfortunate and very sad situations while Israel is at war with Hamas and Hezbollah, terrorist groups that are getting glory somehow through this terrible war. So could we just find a way to heal the nation, the nations, with the message of peace, speaking to one another, if not with words, which may not be possible, but with art, with dance, to feel a one another, with singing, to find a place in your heart where there is a flicker of love. If you're walking in hatred, let us just get it together. Come on, man. I've been singing these songs since the 60s, and we're still trying to get it right. So come on, people, let's do something about this. And please consider sharing my music, DeborahCohenMusic.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again next Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, either on my YouTube channel or on Instagram. And God bless every one of us, because He's the one, our Creator, He's the one we have to answer to in the end. And there's no way to avoid going to that pie in the sky.